wish you a hairy chest wig. We wish you a hairy chest wig. We wish you a hairy chest wig and a bucket of beards.
We hope we can have the trimmings. We hope we can have the trimmings. We hope we can have the
and
trimmings.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. And we have some dancers already dancing, not on the table, not yet, at least.
Well, before we get to them, we have the song that's playing right now in honor of Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarkey show is We Wish You a Hairy Chest Wig. Something that Greg would be very happy with, right? Greg's always talking about
it. I don't know. You seem to get into these kind of songs.
Well, Ren and
I don't
Stimpy,
even know what that is.
A chest wig. Some people don't have chest hair. Some people want to have it.
Oh, hairy chest wig?
Yeah.
Take your shirt off.
No, that's okay. I'll do that later. But
I'm
Ren and Stimpy. And Dave, this hour? Or,
we did that hour.
Okay, all right. Well, this hour we're going to be speaking with JJ, Megs, and Haley in studio from So You Think You Can Dance. They're in town in honor of the So You Think You Can Dance tour. How exciting are we? How excited are we? And you can see him live on our Meerkat stream.
Well, you look excited.
I am. I'm super excited.
I'm excited, too. Look at that. He grew a beard just in front of
you
guys.
I know, just in front of you guys. And I got a tattoo incredible. All of a sudden, too.
Yeah, I don't know how that
they believe
happened.
It.
of a duck.
Yeah. So
he has a pet duck. Can you?
I have a
he
pet
really
duck
has
diaper.
A pet duck.
Yes.
And it looks like that.
That's a real tattoo,
in
right?
In fact, it is that. No. He killed it and pressed it like a butterfly. But anyway, dancing is awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, and one of Trisha's favorite shows, right? Trisha.
Oh, I love.
Yeah,
well, my son's a dancer.
Her son is a dancer, so she loves. So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, and he's available.
Amazing.
Anyone? Any takers? Starting bids at 100, 100. Do I hear 200, 200, 250?
Oh, wait.
Who said that? JJ.
JJ.
Oh, I think they'd be a good couple.
Ooh.
No, really. Where do you live?
Not LA. LA.
Okay, he lives in San Diego.
What style of dance?
My style?
Yes.
This
like
is
house whacking hip hop.
Oh, he does hip hop.
Perfect. Okay.
His this hip-hop?
Is
hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
This is matchmaking hour. And he's 28. Is that a good age for
perfect,
you?
Perfect, JJ.
I am 30 years old.
Oh, you look like 21.
Thank you.
No, really? This is ridiculous.
All right, we're going to have to talk after the show.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm his manager.
Now,
no, this is great. So we got JJ, Haley, and Megs. Wow, you all look like dancers. I'm not good at dancing. Right?
He danced one dance at his wedding.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Let me see.
Oh, here. I'll let the fingers.
The finger dance.
And the splits.
Oh, there you go.
Well, Dave, maybe you need to check them out tonight. They're going to be at Comerica Theater, 8 p.m. tonight only. There's one show only right here in Phoenix.
One show, yeah.
So you got to get down to a Comerica Theater, get your tickets, or go to Ticketmaster.com. So 8 p.m. tonight. How long have you been here in Phoenix?
This morning.
This morning.
Oh, you just flew in?
Just a couple hours.
We drove this morning.
You drove from L.A.?
Vegas.
You live in Vegas. Oh, you
from
heard
the tour.
The show was in Vegas.
I love Vegas.
It was great. Yeah. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. So Co-America, that's a pretty good theater.
That holds
maybe, I don't know, it's a big theater, 8,000?
Yeah.
So do you expect a big crowd?
Well, we hope so.
Yeah,
we hope
come on, get out there, Co-America.
Get out there, go to Phoenix.
So tell us a little bit about what people can expect. You know, is it a sequence of dance routines, or is there a theme to it, or how does it work?
It's the show. It's the choreography from the show, live show.
Gotcha.
Most of them, like 90%, I will say. But some of them are new choreography that we, they choreograph on us. But the style is very, versatile.
Mm-hmm.
From stage to street, it's just going back and forth. It's going to be really fun.
That is phenomenal. And what type of styles do you do?
Let's break it down.
Oh no.
We have ballet, jazz, contemporary,
Tap.
Hip hop, locking, popping, house, whacking, breaking, ballroom.
No ballroom.
Well, Edson does a little.
We all pretend we can do ballroom, though.
Okay. So salsa.
Yes, salsa. Yeah.
That's all. And you all know all those dances?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you all start? Megs, let's go to you.
I did it for 23 years. I started at the age of 6. My whole family are dancers. My mom and my dad did ballroom. That's how they met a long time ago.
Nice.
So my whole, yeah.
Wow, so you look really young, too.
What's your favorite style?
Hip-hop contemporary.
Okay, cool.
Ah, and Haley.
Oh, I've been dancing since I was 4 years old. Whee! Young age, whee! I was watching, actually, the Radio City Rockettes perform on the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I turned to my dad and I said, oh, I have to do that. And he was like, oh, I'm sold. He put me right into dance classes. So that's how it all started for me.
Wow. And you're the young one of the group, right?
Yeah, I'm 20.
Yeah, so you look 20.
We're the oldest here.
Oh, I'm the oldest. Well, she's not the youngest.
I'm not the youngest, though.
In here, though.
In here, yes. Yeah.
We have 19 years old.
Oh, yes. Wow. That is phenomenal. And so where are you going to tour? You're going all over the country? How does that work?
We're going everywhere. And then in January, we'll be in Canada. Wee!
Oh, wow. You like the wee word.
I love the wee. I don't know why. It's just something that's
come about.
Oh,
the wee, the game, the electronic
game? I like that,
game?
Too.
Wow. But what
Try
is the wee?
Try and beat me at Mario Kart. I don't think you can.
Where did you get the wee?
I don't know. It just kind of started.
Was it on a roller coaster? Like,
maybe.
No.
I love roller coasters, too. I just rode the New York yesterday in Vegas, so...
Oh, it's like doing this.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Is that a scary one?
No.
Oh.
It's not bad.
I heard the Stratosphere is scary.
I haven't done that yet.
No,
oh,
that's
go
not
back
scared.
To Vegas. Oh, you've been there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the one
wow.
That drops off the edge is not
oh,
scary.
My God.
Drops off the edge and without a parachute.
Well, in New York and New Jersey, there are Six Flags roller coaster. It just drops down really fast. It goes all the way up and all the way down.
That sounds scary.
It's
now,
30 seconds.
How long do each of you practice a day?
During the tour?
Oh. No, not during the tour.
Oh, not
like
during
in general,
tour.
If we're at home.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, I'm always take 8 hour classes a day.
Oh my gosh, 8 hours?
Yeah.
How about you, Haley?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, sometimes I'm teaching, or I work part time as a pharmacy technician too. So
oh,
I mean,
really?
It just kind of depends on the day. But I always try and get in to as much class as possible, or just even go down to my studio. I have a key, and sometimes I'll just go in there and. Let loose and dance.
Wow. And JJ.
If there's no job and if it's mm-hmm. my training day, I'll say 3 hours.
Three. Now, if there.
I used to do like 8 classes, 10 classes a day.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh.
But that's when I was 20 years old.
But you look 20.
Girl, you can still
Thank
do it.
You. No, but my back hurts. I'm just like slow and, you know, like more quality than more like.
And everything I say, I'm talking on behalf of Chris, her son.
Can I borrow this for a second?
Yeah, have a borrowing.
Okay, so dance is a lifestyle.
See.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what it is. It's not just an art form, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the stage, you're doing your routines that are choreographed or practiced, but, you know, when you're alone and you just hear that song that comes on the air and you start dancing it, that's coming from inside.
Yes.
So you take it, you make it commercial to be able to do shows like this, but dance is a lifestyle, and these girls are all dancers, and I think that's awesome. But I want to hear about their experiences on the show previous to this, because they don't just go out and find dancers to join this tour. You have to have been on the show, right?
Right.
And that
People
is quite...
People have to vote for them, too.
And it's hard just to get on the show and then to get the votes. So I'd like to hear a little bit from these ladies about their experience on the show.
Oh.
All right, Megs.
Well, I auditioned 4 times. This was my 4th one. I auditioned ever since season 1, 2, and 5. And it was different back in the day. Like, it was hard. It was like 2 weeks and then 1 week and 4 weeks. And then, like, this one was like 4 days and that was it. It was crazy.
So how many people are there auditioning?
A lot. Out of the whole cities, there's a lot of people, over 1,000. Yeah.
Oh, my. You got to be really proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor. Yeah.
Oh, Haley.
Yeah, kind of same as Meg's. I've auditioned 3 times. I did season 10, 11, and 12. And I wasn't going to take no. I wasn't ready. I was like, I'm going to do this because, you know, I've been watching since I was actually 8 years old. That was when the first season premiered. And it's kind of the same deal.
I'm old.
Kind of the same deal
you
as
think
when
you're
I was,
old.
Oh, watching the oh, I know. The parade. I turned right to my parents and I said, I'm going to do that. So I wasn't going to take no. Season 12 just happened to work out. And third time's the charm. I was like, wah, wee. So
yeah,
was
I was
fun.
Waiting for the wee.
The wee. So it was really, it was, again, such an honor to be able to be on the show. And it just goes to show that hard work and determination, you know, pay off in the end. So.
That's a great attitude. I was not going to take no for an answer. Yes.
Yeah. The same way. We didn't stop. I didn't want to stop.
That is so cool. So every year you have to re-audition to get in?
All the way to the bottom, yeah.
Only 20 people make it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. How many, like, how many thousand people?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, we are, man.
And we're honored to have three of them in studio.
Yay!
Three of those 20.
Yeah!
Wow, there we go.
I have to say, I love their enthusiasm, especially Haley. Every time you're, I mean, you know how I got, I love enthusiasm and just expressiveness, so that's excellent.
I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person.
So, JJ, we didn't get to you yet on this, JJ. This particular question.
Yes, this one was actually my second time auditioning. The first one was season 4.
Oh.
I got cut right away. I was so sad. I was so shocked. To the point that I almost thought I shouldn't be dancing.
Oh, no.
Don't.
But 8 years later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it one more time. Because the show itself is only from 18 to 30. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
I thought
really?
It was my last chance. That's why I auditioned and I made it on the show. And I realized that I had one more year. Like, if I wanted to try it out, I could have gone next year. But I thought it was my last chance. I'm like, I have to do this.
Now, how time-consuming is that to be on the show? You have a lot of auditions. I mean, not auditions, but a lot of rehearsals and so on, I suspect. Take us through that process. Who wants to go first?
Oh, it's crazy.
It was magical.
In the morning, it's usually like, what, waking up at 6?
I would say, 6:30. Like a rehearsal day, 6:30, probably.
6 a.m., yeah.
Till we'll come back to the apartment like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And show day
and
is
that's
actually
every
4
day. That's just
every
on...
Day.
That's every day.
Every day. Every day. But then show day, we actually had to be up. Our call time was usually like 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Because we had to... pre-record and do the opening number, so.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Yeah.
So by the time that we do the live show at like 5 p.m., we've been awake for like 12 hours. So at that point, we're like, let's just get this.
Yeah,
like,
let's
just get it done.
Let's get it done.
Wow.
Yeah. We're all with each other like, when? Let's go.
You got to have a lot of endurance, don't you?
Yes.
And you have to be great athletes, I bet.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And physical stamina. I mean, you name it. That is just remarkable. But, you know, Joseph, I love their attitudes.
I know. Great attitudes. Oh, and do you have time for one more segment after this?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
sure,
all right,
why not?
We got some more questions for you. So thank you so much for being here. Again, we are speaking with JJ, Megs, and Haley. So You Think You Could Dance, the tour is going on right now here in Phoenix, 8 p.m. Saturday, December 12th. That's today. Comerica Theater. Visit Ticketmaster.com. We'll remind you more and talk more with our dancers here after the break. But before we get to that, we need to hear All I Want for Christmas is More, More, More from Looney Tunes.
All I want for Christmas is three dancers. Okay,
like
and this is Breakthrough.
Enter. Martian. Well, Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck is singing.
Excellent.
Daffy Duck is singing, of course.
I love Daffy Duck.
I love ducks.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
All I want for Christmas is more.